We're in Simon Tuf Kuf Lamed Dalid. We're in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber gives more examples of people who are allowed to launder their clothes on Chol HaMoed. Balas Kesem Shenimsa B'Moed. A woman who finds a Kesem on Chol HaMoed, she'd be allowed to launder her clothing. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if a woman becomes a Nida on Yantif, and then she needs Levanim. She needs white clothing to be able to wear during her Nida period, and she doesn't have any, so she'd be allowed to launder those clothes on Chol HaMoed in order to wear them. Umisha ein lo ela chaluk echad, and someone who only has one piece of clothing, they'd be allowed to launder it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some poskim who say that this is only true in the time of the Gemara, where it was obvious to people that they only had one piece of clothing, because of the way they would get undressed. But nowadays, where that's not the case, and it's not obvious that a person has only one piece of clothing, one would not be able to be lenient in such a case. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if it is made out of linen, then you would be able to make it, as we'll see shortly, that there is more of a kula regarding linen clothing. Rishon Zalman Orbach suggests that if some want to say that if a person is laundering their clothing in private, then it should be fine. It doesn't matter. People aren't going to know that they are doing the laundering, and therefore it should be okay if they only have one piece of clothing, meaning they did the laundering before Yantif, but they only have one piece of clothing, so they should be allowed to launder it and not worry that people aren't going to know that this is their only piece of clothing. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says some suggest this, but he says it is not the case, and therefore it would even be better to buy another piece of clothing on Chol HaMoed for you to wear than to launder the clothing if you have no other clothing to wear for an adult. That is the conclusion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The Mechaber continues, Chul Mechapsim Kedarkam, these people who are allowed to launder in their normal way, Afilu B'Neser V'Al, even with soap, Ufar Hesi Al Gavanar, and publicly on the river. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that one should not do it publicly, unless it is talking about children's clothing, or hand towels, or something like that, where everyone knows that what you're doing is for permissible purpose, then you do have to do it in public. But the Rama says, there are some achronim who agree with the Rama and say that you can do anything that is mutter to do is allowed to be done in public. The Rama continues, Mihu lo yichapsu rak hatzarech lehen dainu chalak echad. Even these people who are allowed to launder their clothing should only launder that which is needed for them, meaning one piece of clothing which is needed. However, nowadays, some point out that since we are laundering in a washing machine and adding doesn't really make a difference, the Michas Yitzchak says that when one is laundering children's clothing or towels or something, they'd be allowed to add in more towels or allowed to add in more children's clothing since there's no tircha involved by using a washing machine. However, you're not allowed to add adults' clothing. Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Yashav both say that one would not be allowed to add adults' clothing, and once they're doing children's clothing in the washing machine anyway, say, hey, I'll just own my adult clothing. That's not allowed. You can only wash children's clothing, and that is with it. The Rama adds, Mihu bigde hakatana biyosdana osam shalafim behem mashtina motin rei behem mutter lechabis arba chamisha bepamachas kitzarech laharba mehem kol rega. Those things which you know you're going to need a lot of, you're allowed to launder a lot of. Vada mutter lechabis farhesi anudaf kishrochets al gavanar, mishim shemiskabis yoser yaf al gavanar. That which we say that you're allowed to publicly launder them is only when it will be done better if it's done publicly on the river. Avam eno kops al gavanar, but if you don't normally launder in the river, lo yechabis rak bitzin for labrahesa ke nearly, then it's better to be done in private. Siv beis, kol klei pishtan mutter lechabis, on any linen clothing is allowed to be laundered. The Mishnah Berurah says, because it gets dirty very easily and there's no tircha involved in washing this type of clothing. V'lo nagu kain, but we don't do so. V'avalei dvar b'mutar v'achirim nagu b'isar, yalta rasha latirim b'fneim. And this is an example of something which, even though it's mutar, if everyone has accepted upon themselves as a minag lasor, then one is not allowed to be matir. However, since, the Mishnah Berurah says, since me'ikar hadin, it really is permissible to launder linen clothing, the minag is to give it to a non-Jew to wash, and that would be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah then points out that giving a non-Jew clothing to wash to be returned after Yontif is for sure going to be mutter, as long as you don't say to him, I want this done now on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif, etc. But again, we did see that we use this as a kula, the fact that linen clothing is permissible, we use this as a kula in certain situations, as the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, that if someone only has one chaluk, even though it's not obvious to everyone, you'd be allowed to be lenient regarding linen clothing. You're allowed to pick up items which are needed, which were fixed by a non-Jew, you're allowed to pick them up on Chol HaMoed. if they are needed for the moig, on karm, excessos, utzlochios, plates, pillows, blankets, stuff like that. Aval kelim she'enem l'tzorach ha'moig, something you don't need for yichol ha'moig or yontif, go machareisho, tzerem besatzaba, eim avi, and that you're not allowed to bring. Mishnah Berurah says, because of the tircha involved in bringing it, or because people will think that you asked him to fix it specifically on Chol HaMoed. V'imein l'umim ma'yochal, if the professional doesn't have anything to eat, noten lo schar manichan etzlo, you're allowed to leave the money for him, which he fixed for the in order to pay him for that which he fixed for you. V'imein l'umamino, but if you don't believe him, because you don't think he's going to give you that thing back if you don't pick it up now, manichan ba'yasa samachlo, you could leave it in the house next to you. V'im choshe shem yiganvu, if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, mefanel chatzar charis, you could put it into another chatzar, will be protected. Avalo yimli v'vesa ala b'tzina, but you should not bring it into your house unless it is private. The Mishnah Berurah asks, if the person doesn't have anything to eat, then why can't he do it publicly if we know that it's mutter for someone to do something? That's one of the five heterim that we started with on Chol HaMoed, a poem in Lama Ochal, you're allowed to do malacha, so why shouldn't this person be allowed to do malacha for me in order to fix my thing and I should be able to take it? The Mishnah Berurah says it's because it's not obvious to everyone that this person is that kind of person, and therefore it can't be done publicly, it would only be allowed to done.